Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. France is suspending flights from South Africa after the discovery of a new South African variant, a concerning variant since it has an extremely high number of mutations. It spreads very quickly. The World Health Organization is meeting today to determine its dangerousness. Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom have also closed their borders with South Africa. At least 10 people were arrested last night in Martinique after clashes on the sidelines of demonstrations. A police officer was injured by gunfire in Fort-de-France. 4 journalists, including an AFP photographer, were also targeted by gunfire. Urban violence has agitated the island for several days, mainly because of the obligation to get vaccinated. And tensions continue to rise between France and the United Kingdom. Gérald Darmanin cancels the visit of his British counterpart in Calais on Sunday in relation to the issue of migrants. The Minister of the Interior does not appreciate the words of Boris Johnson. The British Prime Minister asked France to take back the immigrants arriving in Great Britain. According to the entourage of Gérald Darmanin, these remarks are inadmissible. A judicial investigation is opened in Ariège after the death of a bear shot down last weekend. The incident occurred during a beat in a state reserve governed by the National Office of Forests. The hunter was not allowed to be at the location where the attack took place. The autopsy of the animal shows that a single shot in the chest killed the animal almost instantly. Emmanuel Macron is at the Vatican to meet with Pope Francis for the second time since the beginning of his 5-year term. According to the Élysée, Emmanuel Macron may discuss the Sauvé report on sexual abuse in the church with the sovereign pontiff. And then the food bank launches its big collection until Sunday, as stocks are at their lowest. Customers of 9,000 supermarkets are invited to donate food. The food bank recorded in the third quarter a jump of 12% of its beneficiaries, which include more and more students in precarious living conditions. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.